Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion Game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. Yo. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
Make sure that we both are. We're on the right side. Okay, yeah, so we good. All right.
Hang on one second, Dean. I don't think I can hear you. Hang on real quick. You can hear me?
Oh, wait.
All right.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
All right,
yeah.
So that was me. All right, yeah, that's me. Okay, we're good to go, man. So we're good to go. So
what's up, Dean?
Man. It's another day chilling, another day chopping it up and everything, man. That's what we do, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What we do, brother.
That's so, what's up. Good to see you, man. Same here, man. I had my mom with me the last couple of days, so
yeah.
I made her my famous turkey and stuffing and all that today. So I cooked all, you know, for her today. And it was cool.
You were cooking. You were cooking all day.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Okay. That's cool.
Been cooking a little bit, man. Should be leaving, man. She don't, you know, we don't see each other that often. So when she does come through, I try to make it nice for her.
No, that's cool. That's what she's supposed to do. That's how this shit goes.
Yeah.
So it's all good, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the chat room. We got a good one here today, man. We got 10 reasons why. You ain't going to be too good with women. So Steve's going to jump in with five. I'll have five and then
yes.
call yeah. in. We're here for 2 hours. So,
yes.
You know, if you got some problems with these women, man, as Steve says, there's no such thing as a problem. The only problem is a meteor heading toward Earth.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is, man. That's all it is, man. So we'll just go back and forth and everything. So, you know, would you want to go first or shall I or who you? Would you like to do?
Hey, go ahead, bro. I'm just kind of
right.
Fixing
all right, well, I'll go with the first one. The first one I have, I made a change. The first one, I think one of the biggest problems is that a lot of these guys are not smooth or don't have the panache or they don't know how to influence women with who they are through texting. Voicemail or however face-to-face approaching and to me I feel like what's going on with these young men is that they don't want to learn themselves. They don't want to learn sexuality because I think they think that being smooth or romantic or freaky or any of these things are a bad thing. You know, it makes them look weak if they are expressing themselves in that way. But what say you, man?
No, I agree with that, man, 100%. You know, we always talk about guys being fluid with when they speak, you know, and
yes.
that's a big problem. A lot of that has to do with just the era we live in. See, you and me, we had to talk to people. There was no texting, you know, even with writing. I know you're big into poetry. Even when we were younger, women would write us letters and put it in our locker. You know, we would, you know, write them things, too. You know, so we had to be good communicators, even with our spelling, our grammar. You know, we were kind of put in a position to be good at that sort of thing. Now everything's done through text, abbreviation, emojis, things like that.
Yeah.
So that's part of the problem. So I do agree with that. I got something here that's kind of I did put them down here. Number one, you're too excited when you talk to women. which kind of goes into the smoothness. And so I think, like, guys, yesterday when we had our Real Game No Theory show, there was a guy that was talking about he became a big brother to a female. And and partly because of just his behavior, you know, yeah. Like when she called him, he'd be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Yeah, I can meet up with you. And he's just entirely too excited to see her. Now, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't look forward to seeing somebody. You should, and you should be doing all the planning as a man. But the one thing I see as a big problem for men is if they're demonstrating too much excitement to see a woman and too soon. It's one thing if you've been seeing this woman, you guys got something, you know, going on, there's an outing or something like that. That's kind of different, but even then, you don't want to be too excited because a man, he doesn't get too excited for anything. He remains in the neutral zone. But that's number one for me, Steve, to pair with your number one, which was good,
yeah.
Is that men are just too excited for women, bro. And that stems from not valuing themselves, so they over-pedestalize the woman.
Yeah, and real quick, A5, we'll bring you in 1 second, Keith. But one thing is what you're saying, I feel what you're saying, it's also a lack of experience. I mean, you've got to, I don't want to ever say act like you've been there before, because you should be like you've been there. You should behave like you've been there before, I mean. And I think a lot of guys, where the excitement comes from is that because they have low self-worth and lack of belief in themselves, they actually think that they're lucky when a woman pushes a few crumbs over the side of the table and just gives her just a little bit of attention, man. And, yeah, you're right. It's a huge problem, brother. So.
Yeah, because she's going to sniff that out, because the problem is, as we always say, that a lot of guys are getting at her. So she's seeing all different types of men. She sees the guy who can care less, like, hey, take it or leave it, or get the fuck out because I'll have somebody to replace you. You know, those are few and far between, that type of guy. But they're out there, yes, to some degree. But they're experiencing a lot of different guys. So if she sees in the way you look at her and how excited you were to meet her, you're nervous. You know, you're nervous talking to her. You're you know, and as you said, this will happen with inexperience. But I'm telling you, women will sniff that out. Yeah. And once she sees that you're a soft, weak, inexperienced man, two things will happen. She either will take advantage of you and run game on you, mm-hmm, and see if she can get some paper from you, get her bills paid, whatever, mm-hmm, even just attention, or two, she's not going to be interested at all.
Absolutely. All right, let's bring in the caller, area code 850, I guess it's Keith. Keith, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir, what's up?
Hey, EO, can you hear me too?
Yeah, I can hear you, Keith. Go ahead, man.
All right, man. All right. I've been watching y'all stuff for a while now, just like everybody else. This is probably a call that y'all usually don't get, but so here's the deal. I'm 34. I'm single. Got out of an 8-year relationship, and I decided to leave her because she gained too much weight, about 60 pounds. She was a good girl. I loved her. We didn't have no children together. We had two dogs, and I exited the situation. I gave her the dogs, and
okay,
I exited the situation.
Keith, one thing, brother. Okay. Let me explain how this works. See, if we ask you what 2 + 2 is, just give us the 4, but don't tell us the story how you stood in line and gave Miss Crabtree an apple, because all that is unnecessary.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, her gaining 60 pounds, unless that has something to do with the question, but I don't understand what all that references to, sir.
All right, so here's the question is. So there's a lot of guys. I'm going to just speak about myself. So
there you go. Good. Good.
All right, so I guess the question is, have y'all, or am I the only one? I've always been in love with this one girl, okay, since I was 13 years old. I have been put in the friend zone. I've always been there for Christmas. I've done everything that y'all said not to do, okay? I've showed up with gifts. I've bought her things. I've set up Christmas trees. I've gave her birthday presents. I've done everything.
Hey, real quick. This is another woman you're talking about right now, or is this the woman that you just broke up with?
No.
Different
no,
woman. Different woman or same woman?
Correct. Different woman.
Same
different,
woman.
Different.
Different.
Okay.
Different, EO.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
So I've always tried to impress this girl. I've always simped to the fifth degree. Okay? And money never got me there, okay? Buying her things never got me there. We used to be best friends. We'd talk on the phone for hours, 3-4 hours a day sometimes. And the truth of the matter is we would have these conversations, hang out on the weekends. But, you know, whenever Chad would swing through, it'd be over for me. I'd be, you know, pushed off to the side. So I guess my thing is, like, I've never manned up as a man to approach her like I should. And this has been going on now for 20 years. So I guess where I'm at is about 2 years ago, after her and her man broke up, I had got a chance, okay? So we started hanging out. I had her out on my boat. You know, we're going all over the Gulf together. You know, I live on the water. You know, I make extremely great money, $500,000 a year. And
sir, okay, you're doing it again. You're in your mind, what you're trying to do is justify the weak ass shit you're telling us.
The cope.
As he would say, you're coping. Yeah, your money has nothing to do with this. So stop trying to justify.
Exactly. What I'm saying is I've never manned up. And,
yes, sir.
You know, and that's the thing is like, you know,
that's very true.
Yeah. Let me say a couple of things to you, caller, that I need you to understand. Number one, if your girl looks bad, that's your fault. So if your girl gains 60 pounds and you lose attraction to her, that is entirely your fault in my book, because you're supposed to be coaching every facet of her life. So if you want her to gain weight, you tell her to gain weight. If you want her to lose weight, you tell her to lose weight. If you want her to dress a certain way, you tell her to dress like that. If you don't want her to dress another way, you tell her, hey, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in this. If the woman's into you, she will do anything that you want her to do. You understand that? So it sounds like you went and invested a lot with this woman, got some dogs and all that shit. So, you know, just know that if your relationship isn't where you want it to be, it is about 95% your fault. I will allow 5% just because the woman does have some responsibility. She does have some follow through. She does have a role in the relationship, the role that you give her. But if anything falls apart, 95% is your fault. So you mismanaged her and then you lost attraction to her for whatever reason. Okay. The other part of the reason why you're not attracted to her also is because you're thinking about a 20-year chick that you never, you know, were direct with. And so, in my opinion,
100%.
this woman would see you as a weirdo if you were just to come out of the blue. Now, look, if you could be honest with her, say, hey, listen, the whole time I should have been direct with you, but I've always been interested in you. I've always had an attraction
Bingo.
To you. And that's what I propose moving forward. Quite frankly, now, let me ask you this
Bingo.
Question. Do you want to be her friend? Do you want to be in the friend zone?
No. I stepped away a year
okay.
ago. After we hung out and things got weird because we had a little moment together inside of her, you know, inside of a place, so inside of her house or whatever. So we had a moment and I didn't make a move. Like I said, I never manned up. So,
So you're at this point right now. You're going to lose her. No, you're going to lose her as a friend. So just know this right now. Or you're going to transition into something else. The likelihood of that is slim. I'm going to tell you the likelihood of a slim, but if you can run, you know, if you can be direct and say, hey, listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, I was involved with somebody else for a long time. I always had an attraction to you. Here's the bottom line. I'm not interested in what we've had prior to this. That's just not something I'm interested in. What I am interested in is the two of us transitioning what we had into a romantic situation. And so if that's something you want, we can roll out and do that. If that's not something you want, then we're gonna go ahead and wrap this thing up right here.
Yeah,
that's
question,
amazing. I appreciate
question,
that. That is like crazy.
Yeah, but is your question, Keith? You want to get with? What is the question though? We never got the question from you. What is the question?
So, you know, she's in this last year, you know, she's reached out to me about 6 times. And I only reached back 1 time after she reached out to me each time. I think it's just to the fact that, you know, I just don't know, man. I don't know.
Don't
I
know
feel what, like I need to work on myself more. And become the best version of me.
Okay, sir, how are you going to do that?
By mentally getting in better shape, physically getting in better shape. Investing in my business more.
Stop, man. This is why y'all lose. How is that going to fix you on a man and mental level by doing things that have nothing to do with anything? How is that supposed to help you? Because everything you're doing is for, if you, everything sounds like you're doing it for a woman anyway. So you've already failed. Anything that you do.
I was at one time. And then that's the reason why I stopped is because I wanted to focus on 100% of me.
I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is that what was your New Year's resolution last year? What was your New Year's resolution last year?
Exactly, to do exactly what I didn't do this year.
And look at you wasted. So again, you wasted 11 months and 27 days of your life with bullshit.
Yep.
And the problem is you cannot fix this yourself. You cannot solve this yourself. There's no way you can do it yourself. You don't know. You have no idea what the game is about. You conjured up in your mind what you think it's about, but you don't know what it's about. So in order for you to get game, you have to get with one of us, one of these, myself or E, whichever one, and you've got to be a student of our teachings in order for you to see what the game is actually about. Does that make any sense, sir?
I understand.
Yeah, coaching is a definite need of yours. I mean, you seem to be prospering professionally, which is good. Congratulations. That's something that you want to do. But there's some emotional things and some mental things that you're struggling in, and it's very apparent. Again, 20 years to be hanging around a woman and being in her friend zone is an awfully long time.
That's crazy, ain't it?
That's an awfully long time, sir.
Isn't that crazy?
And so you're at a point now where clearly you don't want to be in a friend zone. Clearly you don't want to take her on a boat ride and not get no dome while you're on the boat. Clearly you don't want to be doing this shit. So now the first part of being MAN man is to hit her up and say, listen, here's where we're at. You know, 20 years in the making, you and I had, you know, decent communication. We built some sort of friendship. Honestly, I'm not interested in being your friend. I don't even want you to be my friend. What I'm interested in moving forward is a romantic situation. If that's not something that you can see, that's perfectly fine. You and I will discontinue communication. And you have to
be
matter of fact about it. Hmm?
Phone call, text, or
it don't matter. It don't matter.
But
it doesn't really matter.
The reason is you're right, E. What you said is absolutely right, but he's not capable of doing that because if that was the case, he already would have done it. And again, it's just too. The problem is
Y'all want to know how many times I've had
Call her right now, bro. Call her on the phone right now.
He won't do it.
I won't. But do y'all know how many times I've had that text written out?
Wait. Here's a question. Wait. How is it that you say you want help? And how is it we're giving you what to say, and yet you can't – this is my whole point. Why can't you just say it right now on the phone to her? What is so scary?
See, I understand that would make I understand that would make great television, and I respect y'all for giving me the opportunity to do that. Right. But here's the thing. Y'all have known me for 6 minutes. I've known her for 20 years. I would at least give her the respect to do that in the privacy of my own home.
Keith. All right, Keith, let me explain something. As soon as you open your mouth, I knew your whole life story. I don't need 6 minutes to know your life story, and E knows your life story. We know your life story as soon as you open your mouth. And here's your problem. You're giving – okay, if she was really a good woman, would she take you for your money and shit? would she actually hang out with you and lead you along and make you think that you're going to be something that you're not? Would she do that? And then she's doing all this shit, playing games with you and all that shit. And then you got the nerve and audacity to talk about you got enough respect for her. She ain't shit. She ain't
shit.
I was
just getting ready to. Yes, Steve. Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm sorry.
You,
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, but Keith, you understand?
No, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, but Keith, you understand what I'm saying? She ain't shit.
I understand that 100%.
I was just getting ready to ask.
That's why I back.
Hey, Keith, real quick. Keith, respect to you, brother. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is it about this that has halted your presentation for a romantic situation for 20 years?
Man.
There's got to be something.
I have no idea. I have
no idea. Ain't going to be shit.
Right.
Steve and I going to look at this broad, ain't going to be shit. But
shit.
You look at her and see something else.
She walk on water or some shit.
What is it? What is it?
See, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, y'all.
She does what?
It's.
She does what, Keith?
So it's, you know, like I have.
No, I don't know.
Like I have a best friend. Like I have a best friend that we've been best friends for 29 years. Okay, me and him.
Is that a woman?
We have
a woman.
It's a dude.
Okay.
You know, we grew up together, same street. We've been best friends for 29 years. Never had an argument. I value my friendships. I value my, you know, whenever I have a connection with somebody in life, that's a lifelong connection. As long as, you know, we went through there together, and. You know, you asked me what do I value about her. It's just that, you know, we had a connection growing up, and, you know,
Keith,
that never went away.
All right, Keith, I understand that. But listen, Keith, okay, you say you want to be a man. You say you want to be
a
man.
And man up.
And what E said to you is something men do. There is nothing embarrassing or wrong with you telling that woman live on the air. She doesn't know that. We'll be able to.
We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there.
But Keith. All right, Keith, listen. You're wasting your time. I can tell you your story. You ain't going to do shit. All you're going to do is when we hang up, you're going to sit and you're going to grab that fucking weak-ass picture, that bitch that's hanging on your fucking wall, or in your closet with all the lights around it that you've been worshiping.
That's in the wallet.
Yeah,
wallet
there you too. Go, wherever it's at.
And I've got none of that. So
you're
going to
sit there. Sir, you're not going to do – listen, okay, I always tell everybody about the law zero of the game. This ain't for everybody. And you just got to understand that, look, you will always be, and I say this with love, her bitch or her gay best friend. That's all you will be. You'll never be a man for her because you choose not to be a man. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to how you're thinking. You don't really want her. You don't really want her. You want the idea of wanting her. Right. So you know what? Lee, just charge it. You're not. When we get off with you, you're not going to pick that fucking phone up because you ain't got the balls to do it. Because if you had the balls, you would do it right now. You would pick up the phone and just tell her exactly what Uncle E told you to say, and you would follow the directions. That's how teaching and coaching goes, following directions. Do you think E and I are trying to make you look stupid or make you look bad? Do you think we're trying to make you look bad or anything?
Or I mean, it doesn't matter
But, brother, it does matter. Because in order for you to trust, you got to trust us to believe that we have your best interest.
But here's the thing. Y'all talk about every day. Y'all talk about picking up girls. Y'all talk about attraction. Y'all talk about this. Y'all talk about that. See, but y'all don't talk about the real, real things that everyday guys go through. Some guys, you know, hold on just a second.
No, well, what you're saying is incorrect.
Yeah, give us an example, please. Yeah, you're right. Give us an example of when did we not talk? Everything we talk about is internal. What are you talking about?
I was just trying to flip the script on y'all because y'all was flipping it on me.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, he was trying to.
Oh, shit.
See, and this is why.
I tried to
put this fucking up. No, Keith, listen, man. Listen, Keith. This is why you're fucking up, because you just tried to start a fake argument with two men that are teaching you.
Keith, trying to help you.
You also went indirect. You said, oh, I was just trying to flip the script on some shit real quick. This is why you're fucking up with this girl and probably every girl that you see. You're not direct.
No,
nah,
it ain't every girl.
It,
not
thorough.
My
not
energy,
thorough.
My energy is not like
not
that
thorough.
With every other girl.
Wait, say that again?
I said my energy is not like that with every other girl. I'm just saying it was just like, it's just been like that with this one girl. That's it.
Your energy
right,
is
well, this
like
is what,
that.
This is what you got to do, bro. This is what you got to do. You need to man the fuck up, grab your nutsack, call this bitch, and tell her the truth.
That's
and
it.
Say, listen, I sat with your ass like a punk-ass bitch for 20 years, okay? And I sat with you knowing, goddamn, I wanted a blowjob from your ass, and I wanted to hit that from the back, all right? And I wanted a relationship with you, too. I actually wanted a life with you. And I sat here like a scared-ass bitch. And so I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you real. I ain't trying to be a scared-ass bitch no more. I'm trying to hit that, and I'm trying to start something. Okay, and I don't want it to be like this anymore. All right, so I invite you to enter a romantic situation with me. Are you in?
Got it. I understand.
You ain't going to do it, though. You know you're not going to do it.
And if it works,
listen,
take some of that
$500,000. You know what you remind me of?
Annual bumble with my ass, because you're going to need the help to manage this bitch.
We remind you of what?
Not y'all, but you remind me of the dude that sits over in the background that's like, hit him. Like, you're not going to do it, man.
Okay.
Just chill, bro.
Okay.
Just chill.
Brother, listen. I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want me to lie to you or tell you the truth? I'm going to give you an option. What do you want me to do?
Bro, you
No. Do you want me? Would you understand that's why we make men? We straight shooters. We about fucking your feelings. Fuck your feelings.
You've been straight up the whole time.
No,
and I appreciate
I'm not
you. You've been straight up too.
I'm that man in front of your face saying that shit. But no, you want to hear the lie? I'll tell you. You're a great man. You're special and you're wonderful, and you have all the qualities. And shame on that poor woman for not seeing you for the straight, strong, the man with all that vigor in his man. Come on, dog.
That's not the guy who wins. We know that. We know that's not the guy who wins. The way that I've acted is not the way that wins. My behavior over 20 years is not the way that wins.
It's like you want. Listen, you ask for a help. We're giving you. Listen. If you can just pull off your panties for 1 second and slide on some boxers and call that bitch, it will help you tremendously, because it will do something that you haven't seen, and that's a shift. You can't see it yet. It's a shift. And until you trust the two motherfuckers doing this, you're not going to understand where it's coming from, man. That's why we're not just saying this to say it. We're saying it so you can begin a shift in that miserable-ass life that you're living for the first fucking time in 30 years. Well, I'll give you when you were sperm and got to the egg. For the second time in 30 years, you're having drive, discipline, determination, and passion. But you don't want to do it.
I'm going to do it, and I'll check back in with y'all whenever I do it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, like, whenever you're going to do it, just like breathing. Well, I'll breathe whenever I can, and I'll get back to it when I breathe. I mean, that's how that, – you hear your thinking? You've already –
I'm not
going to
do it. Hold on. I know where you're just going to keep going. You're going to keep going. Here's the deal. I'm going to do it, okay? And I'm going to check back in with y'all next week whenever it's done. That's okay.
Hey, you know what you need? Hey, you know what, Keith? You know what I want you to do? I want you to check in on my website and book a session. That's where you're going
to
check in.
All right, I will.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, Keith, we got the call.
Hey,
all right, Keith, good luck to you, man.
Hey,
good luck,
it was
Keith.
Good talking to y'all. Bye.
All right, good luck, sir.
Bye.
All right.
Care, man.
Y'all want to call in, y'all got the number. But this connects to what we're saying, E. This is why. And listen. And I hate to say this about the chat room dogs, and I want to throw this at you, E. Everybody's thinking Keith is bad and all other stuff. You're right, but here's the thing: You are him. Y'all don't understand. You are what we just talked to, and y'all don't even see it. You are exactly what we talked to. Procrastination, excuses, running away from the truth, and get around it when I get the chance to get around with it sometime next week. E, you got it, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I see potential. I mean, he just letting this one chick, I mean, you know, like, you know, fuck him up. And look, I'll say this just because a lot of guys are weak. You're going to find a chick that has your number at some point in your life. You know, Steve had to catch a bottle thrown at him. He don't even remember when that happened. It was so
No. That was the catch a bottle's when I was leaving.
Oh, you were leaving her, right?
Yeah, I was leaving her.
Right?
No, the one that got me was when I was 14. She was 25. So that was the one that got me. She
right.
got me. But the
See, he had his one. You know,
yeah,
he
I had my
his
one.
One.
Yes.
You know, was there someone? I dogged everybody out. So probably. There's got to be someone, but I dogged everybody out. So that, you know, and then I had to kind of go in reverse on myself. Just so I can stop dogging motherfuckers out. But no, real talk. This woman has his number. It's do or die. It's time to actually, you know, fucking man up and get what you want, or don't get what you want. Don't waste. This dude wasted 1/4 of his life being in a friend zone for a bitch. So think about that, Keith. I know you're still listening. Let's say your life is 80 years. You wasted you invested 1/4 of your one life pretending you didn't like a bitch, knowing deep down inside you were jacking off to that bitch like every time you left her ass.
But
and that's some sad shit.
It is, but
you need to buy that book right there talking about I don't go deep. I don't talk about any internal stuff. That's what that book is right there.
I mean,
bro.
My God. I mean, everything we talk about and everything we discuss is internal. But I say this to y'all guys, we love y'all. We got a number of love for everybody in the chat room, okay? Y'all call in, the lines are open, ask questions. We got a few questions that we'll post. But what I'm saying to you guys is that I'm not saying you speak like Keith. I'm saying you think like Keith. That is your biggest problem is because, okay, I will give Keith credit. He called in. I will give him a C+ for calling in. But when opportunity comes, like that woman that you see right in front of you, there is no next week. And like I always tell him, E, like because nature doesn't fucking tweet or anything, show me a lion that bites a zebra, leaves it in the middle of the Serengeti and says, I'll be back next week, and that motherfucker's going to be exactly where I left it. It doesn't work that way, man. E?
That's true, man. That's true. I mean, 100%. And so I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to address it. I don't think he's going to address it like me or how you suggested. But he's going to address it. And I think he's going to get his answer. And it's either going to be he's going to get what he wants from this motherfucker finally, or he's going to be I don't think he's going to be disappointed because I think he's already been disappointed for 20 years. So he's just going to have to go ahead and put an end to that situation and move forward. So.
Yeah, thanks for. We got a super chat here. I don't even know what's going on. He said, "What do you think about? What do you guys think about Cardi B giving her man $2 million, and Gucci Mane's wife buying him a $1 million watch? Do you know anything about that, E?"
I don't know anything about that, but I will say, if she gave her man $2 million, that's what's up. That's what she should be doing.
She should be doing right. She should be doing that. Right. She should be. But
yeah,
we should be doing that. All right, we have a few questions in the chat. Let's pull up some of these questions. Now, and don't just name it to me, but when he says me, it's us, me as in us. So let's just go.
Yeah.
Your opinion, do you think the game is for everyone or specific men? Most men don't have the confidence and the balls to do what you guys are doing. What say you, E, on that?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So no matter what, you're playing the game. I mean, you're playing the game. If you're living, you are playing the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You are participating in the human experience.
Yes.
You are subject to the human conditioning. So you are born into this conditioning, okay? And so no matter what, you're playing the game.
Mm.
It just matters which game are you going to prosper at, okay? You got to discover, like, yo, I'm not that good at that one game right there, but I'm dope at this game. So I'm going to go ahead and put a lot of my time and energy into this particular game, and I'm going to master this game. And then this is my lane. This is why I created that show, Batch Dating, which I might reintroduce. But it's like we can't be great at everything. You know, I mean, there's only a select few, like, you know, the Michael Jordan, he's competitive at everything he does. But clearly, if he was that good at baseball, he would have stayed there. So he went back to the game that he's dominant at. And so you got to find out which game in this game called life that you're going to be dope at, prosper at, and get the results you want. And so in regards to the dating game, will everyone be good at the dating game? No, not everybody will be great at the dating game, but you can be, I'm going to use this word because it makes me laugh, you can get decent at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't guarantee that you're going to get up to Steve's level, my level. You're probably not going to get there, okay? But in your own right, you can be successful in the dating game. There's certain elements to dealing with women that you must understand. You know, they're different than you. You guys, there's similarities, but they're a lot different than you. You can't act like them. You got to lead. You got to be dominant. And then this is one of my numbers. You got to be ruthless as fuck in this game. Understand this right now. You have to be a ruthless man in life. You can still be a kind man, generous man. You can still be a compassionate man, but you got to be a ruthless motherfucker if you're going to be successful in the game called life, more specifically the dating game.
Yeah, for me, I think that you are in the game of life, but the game that you're playing is the game to lose. You play to lose. You don't play to win. There's no win in you, maybe because you don't know how to win. But I think you can learn to win. But learning is a choice in which you yourself has to realize that what do I, because you only, okay, for as long as all I know right now, there's only one me, right? I mean, I know that maybe in other worlds, a bizarre world, I don't know. I don't know what happens when I die. Don't know what happens. But I know that this is my only body, and this is the only me I have. And I'm going to do everything for me because I'm selfishly selfish. I'm all about me. And I don't care about anybody else, and I want to learn to create the best me possible. But the question that you guys have to ask yourself is that you always say to yourself that you want to change, and you do nothing about it. You always say you want to get over fear, and you do nothing about it. You always say you want to be good with women, and you do nothing about it. Matter of fact, you do something about it, just like the caller, Keith. You sit around and make excuses. You sit around and you go on YouTube trying to find a magical horse that you'll never, ever find. You'll never find it, but yet you choose to look for it. And what I'm saying to all you young men out there, hey, listen, it's not for everybody. It's sometimes you just got to say to yourself, you know what? This is what I was supposed to do. I'm not supposed to be up there with the kings and the gods and the warriors and the motherfucking men and the hustlers, the pimps, the players, the ballers, and all the shot calls. I'm not supposed to be up there. I'm not supposed to be up there because I don't have the wherewithal in my mind to learn what it takes to get up there. You make the choice, and you choose not to do it, and it's okay. It's not a knock on you, but it is sad. We're 4 days away from the majority of you guys lying to yourselves as that fucking fake-ass ball drops in 10 seconds telling yourself, this is my year. How many years have you said that same shit that you say that you're going to say in the next few days? You want to know why? Because you choose not to. If you see someone like E or someone like myself and you say, you know what, they got it. How is it that common sense ain't saying, I need to learn from these motherfuckers because I don't know anything. I need to invest in me because I'm looking for a long-term goal of being that man that has a bunch of women, the man that wants a relationship, or the man that wants a family, or the man that just wants to have all combinations of all of those things. But you can't do it yourself. But so eventually, you'll learn. Last thing I want to say, you invest in college. You invest in all them damn clothes. You invest in your shoes. You even invest in your goddamn TVs and your cars. But the one thing you never invest in that is important to everything is you, and that's a goddamn shame, Eve.
No, man, I 100% agree. I don't know how I had I think that was Kay Vaggins.
Yeah, I don't know how that popped up. Yeah,
I had Kay Vaggins. But yeah, man, you know, like, you know, life is about management. You know, you manage of the self, manage of the things around you, manage of your job. Start with that. You know, that's the easiest part is what do you have right now and how well do you manage it? That would be the first thing I would ask any person asking me, can you be good at game? Well, being good at game just means what do you have right now? Number one, the man. How do you manage him? How do you manage your hygiene? How do you manage your oral hygiene? Do you floss your teeth? Do you brush twice a day? Do you scrape your tongue? Everything is management. How you manage your health, your health and fitness. How you manage going to the doctor once or twice a year to have your blood work done, check your testosterone, have yourself checked out. Everything is managing. So you manage the self, and then you work on managing your environment around you. How do you manage your relationships? How do you manage your finances? How do you manage getting to work on time? Are you an asset at work? You know, are you someone that they can see as promoting and giving a $25,000 increase to? You know, so life is about management. So I would say start there.
Well, you guys, two super chats. One from
Great show to Broderick Daniel. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for the five. Great show, fellas. And we got Cornelius Jackson with the five. How do y'all feel about guys telling men to go overseas to find women because they can't get women in the U.S.? I mean, I think you already know the answer to that. I think that's embarrassing that you got to fly your ass over to some third world country just to get some ass from a bitch that needs you, that needs your money. I mean, look, it's one thing if Steve and I, let's just say hypothetically, since Steve, me, Lucario, the guys we fuck with, we already can get women anytime we want. Let's say we go over there and fly to somewhere, Brazil, whatever. We're sitting at a joint, some bitches walk up, and we know they're hookers and shit. I'm like, and I look over at Lucario and Steve, I'm like, you want to bang these hoes? You know, like, it would be something we can do, but it's not a cop-out. It's not a cope. We wouldn't be going over there to cope with the fact that we can't get bitches in real life. We can't pull bitches. So if we wanted to do it, it's like us playing fucking chess and shit. It doesn't really matter. We could take it or leave it. Yeah, come over here. I'll break your ass off. And you can suck on this dick while I play chess with my boys or whatever. We don't need it, but we might take it as a little extra something something if we're on vacation. But if you're plotting because, you know, Western women are hard to deal with and Western women are masculine and all this stuff, and it's a cope for you to fly over there, yes, you have a big problem.
Yeah, yeah. He 1950 said it best. You know, give him a bottle of water and leave him in a village and come back a week from there, and he's going to have all the bitches. He's going to be good to go. And that's how game works. Yeah, you can put us in any corner of the world. It's not the world, it's the man. And that's the key thing. But here we go. We got a few more questions in here. Let's see here. Let's get here. Then we'll get back to you, Mike. Let's play this one right here. So.
You see what this guy says, 50, what is it, 55th? Well, what did your experience after your first act of being ruthless to a woman, how did you see life after the act? Shit. You got to be ruthless everywhere, not just with women. I mean, you know, if your family's talking shit and they're not happy with the transition or the recreation of the man that you're becoming, you got to get rid of those motherfuckers too. You know, if a job runs its course and you're ready to move on to the next thing, you got to get ruthless, man. They're going to fire you before you fire them. Someone's getting fired. Someone's getting left. So it's either they're leaving you or you're leaving the job. So just remember that in all of life, you want to be fair, but you want to be firm, but you got to be ruthless everywhere, not just with women.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And here's the thing about the ruthless. Here's the problem. See, y'all guys keep putting women in all this other shit. Okay. The thing that you should be asking yourself is experience being ruthless with yourself. You can't be ruthless with anybody else until you're ruthless with yourself. And that's what I'm saying. Be ruthless enough when that voice in your head tells you that you're not good, that you have the balls enough to say, fuck you. And I'm going to do whatever it is I want to do. When he tells you, you can't get her, or you're too short, too ugly, too, you're poor, and you ain't got a car and all this other shit, are you ruthless enough to say, fuck you, I don't need to hear that shit, and do it? That's the ruthlessness that you need. These fuck these women and all these shit, man. Y'all think it's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Like he was saying, man, that's just a perk, man. You need to learn how to be ruthless with yourself. I keep telling you, if you don't have that conquering mentality, man, where you got to have that, man, it's me. It's what I want. And fuck everybody else. It's like he said, man, you're going to lose family. You'll lose friends because no one, you got to let them go. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But do you have that mentality to do that? Then you can start asking that. But the first is that, E. What say you, brother?
That's awesome, man. Let me give them a practical example of how you could be ruthless tomorrow. Let's say you're going to a concert next month, and you told your family about it, and let's just say your cousin said, oh, that would be dope, True Savage. Can I drive with you? Instead of driving, can I go with you? This is how you could be straight ruthless with your cousin. Yeah, you could ride with me, but I'm leaving at 8:15 sharp, and if you're a minute late, you will have to drive yourself, no doubt. So what you're going to need to do is be here at 8:05. Okay, you be at 8:05. We're gonna figure out. I'm only driving with three people. I'm not gonna have my car all, you know, packed because, you know, I like to have a little space. I'm playing the radio. It's my music, so don't come in thinking you're gonna, you know, tell me what I'm playing. I'm driving, so I'm playing my music. So yeah, you can go with me, but you got to be here at 8:05. And if you're not here at 8:15, there's gonna be no excuses. I'm on my way because I'm not gonna be late to the concert. See, that's you being direct and it ain't kind of ruthless with these motherfuckers. So if you can do that in every facet of your life, you're going to be in great shape.
Absolutely. Uncle Guns has ruthless is the key. Your, your competition will consistently be watching you for a weak point. When they do, they will attack. Be unique. Salute to champion Dean. Well, yeah, that's where Trent's trying to tell you guys. Y'all don't, you can't see it. You can't see what we're trying to get you to see from where you're positioning yourself on your little molehill, not your mountain. You can't see what the top dudes are talking about because we're not coming down to you. You need to bring your fucking ass up to us and pay homage and learn how to learn the game and learn how to be ruthless and stop. And if your mother, your friends, or anybody, even your goddamn dog tell you it's wrong, why don't you have compassion? Oh, you should care. And, oh, my God, why don't you worry? What about her feelings? And why are you so self, man? Look. Ruthless is ruthless. I'm sorry. Look, you either are or you not. And I'm not saying we're not evil people. I mean, he is ruthless as fuck. But guess what? He made his mother a nice turkey dinner. He was in that motherfucker cooking with his little Chef Boyardee hat shit. He was doing his he was doing his damn thing, right?
That's but that, right. Black
that,
and gold.
Right. But that doesn't make him ruthless. He's just being respectful. That's respectful. But yeah. That motherfucker, even if he had a Chef Boyardee hat on and someone got him wrong, he will become ruthless in that goddamn kitchen.
Yeah, best believe he wouldn't even be up in this motherfucker. My mom knows that right now. My mom knows this right now. My mother would not be up in this motherfucker right now eating nothing or even laying eyes on me if she didn't respect me. And my mom can hear that. And my mom loves that about me. She actually told me that on Christmas. I can't believe. She told me something on Christmas. I'm just going to 5 seconds. She said, what I love about you is that you, everything you said you were going to do in life, you did it. Every single thing. She said, there's never been one thing that you said you were going to do and didn't accomplish it. And you did it by yourself. She was like, I have, you know, and I have nothing to do with that because I didn't create that. You created that. So I'm telling these guys, be ruthless even in your own personal creation of who the fuck you are. Be ruthless in that creation. Tap into that motherfucker and let that dude come to life. Your best results are when you're ruthless. That's just the way it is.
All right, Eric 044, what's your question, sir? You're on. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? I got a question kind of goes along with what I was just talking about. When you talking about being ruthless with yourself and stuff, I never heard you guys touch on astrology. How do you feel like about far as business wise or relationship wise? Do you think that certain zodiac signs should do certain kind of business?
Do you want to go first? let me go first on
please,
this. Let
please.
Me go first on this. Fuck all that bullshit, bro. You think I'm going to wait on a star or a galaxy or a motherfucking, you know, a moon to tell me what the fuck to do?
Oh,
that's some embarrassing ass shit. And honestly, that shit women do, bro. I'm
thank
not trying to be
you.
To you. What I am trying to do is fucking break your head open and get you to get rid of that soft ass female delusional bullshit. Women actually use astrology.
Yes.
What's your sign and what month
yes.
you're born? They actually put... their accountability goes on the fucking stars, bro. They're like, hey, the star made me do it. The fucking tree made me do it. It ain't my fault. You know, everything is a fuck. That's a cop out. That's that coke shit I've been talking to you about. So, guys, fuck that. I never want to hear any dude listening to Stephen Dean Williams or
right.
myself talking
Thank
about
you.
How do you feel about does a Gemini cooperate well with a Sagittarius? Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
I mean, are you joking with that question, right? You weren't serious, was you?
No, he's serious.
No, because it's like everybody I run into.
A woman got him on that. I bet
wait,
you a woman got
wait,
him on
wait, wait, wait. He said, because everybody what? Everybody what?
Like, people who I do business with or who product I buy into, they always seem to be certain signs. Like,
Look. I'm going to tell Keith, like I'm going to tell you, you just got to understand this ain't for you. You are not born to be a man talking like a fucking woman. And saying that feminine ass shit, well, I got friends that, you know, because the Leo and the Virgo are in the third eye of the Jupiter moon and all this other shit. Are you fucking, you're a grown goddamn man. How the fuck are you saying this shit?
Because, like, when I look at certain people's success. Like
certain people, again, oh my, here we go. There we go. So you want to, do you want to fuck these guys? Do you want to sleep with these guys?
Listen to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, like, when I look at certain people, even if I, okay, let me say, if I look at a movie director look at two people who collaborate on a project, if they, a certain sign, it seems like they going to
try. Okay, so can you tell me, all right, so can you tell me the sign of the ant that crossed the street today or the squirrel that ran up the tree? What were their signs? Can you tell me the sign about the bird that flew or the sign of the cloud? Or why don't you give me the sign of the leaf that fell off the tree that landed on the ground? Can you tell me about those things?
Yeah, I can tell you about, like, for example, you got a group called, like, let's say Wu-Tang Clan, a group. All of these people in this group, they signed kind of get along together, so they were kind of successful. And you got another group, like, okay, let's say you and EO, you guys just kind of...
Let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you this question, Carl. We appreciate it, but we don't need all that info. But listen. Caller, we don't need all that. Let me ask you this, caller. How has it been working out for you to be trying to match up with the right sign? How's that matching for you? How's that working for you? They're working for you?
I mean, I don't too much pay attention to it because people I work with...
Wait. You pay.
What you mean you don't put? You called in the show talking about it. What you mean you don't know?
And you gave us
a lot of energy.
Yeah, you gave us this big ass paragraph on that bullshit.
Oh, I just want to see you guys.
Yeah, you know what kind of sign I want? Hey, here's the kind of sign I'm looking for. Do you cook? Do you clean? Let me hear your voice. How loud does your voice go? Let me see. Oh, that's the cap. Okay, cool. This is my create your own sign. Fuck that bullshit, bro. You want to be at the mercy of the cosmos? Get the hell out of here, bro.
Man, come on, dude.
That's a cop out, and that is you just not trying to be accountable for yourself. That's it.
Jesus.
You blame it on a sign.
You know.
Fuck out of here.
Dude.
I don't care what your sign is. Do you suck good dick? Do you? Can you run errands? I mean, that's what I care about.
Any guy that believes in any guy that believes in that bullshit, that's why you are seen as a bitch to a woman. Men don't talk that way. Men don't even think about that astrology shit. Real men don't think about men. Listen, I never had E call me and be like, yeah, you know what? Wow, the star of the Libra came out and is by the Milky Way, and oh my God, now I'm truly one with... I never heard him say that shit. Men don't talk that way, man. Why do you talk like a woman, man? Why are you saying woman shit? Why?
I don't know. Curious about the zodiac sign. Lately, I've just been like...
What? Okay, wait. Here's an epiphany.
Why do you need a psychic? Here's another thing. Going to see a psychic for some shit that you already know you should be doing. Why do I need a stranger and pay this motherfucker to tell me what I already know I should be doing. That's some embarrassing ass shit.
Oh, man.
I went to a psychic and he told me about my great grandmother. Who gives a fuck about that bitch? She ain't here.
And you know the sad thing, he's more in astrology than he is himself. He's more into astrology than you are yourself. Because if you were into yourself would be smacking the shit out of you right now. Don't you ever go on a show and embarrass us like that, talking that feminine shit to real men.
No, because he always talking about learn yourself and all this type of stuff. So
you
I
don't
just want
know yourself. Okay, wait. Okay, now we're starting to understand. Okay. You know, I've seen it several times on YouTube, and they're called, I think, coming out parties, where the guy will go on YouTube and announce that he's in love with another man. So if you're feeling that, this is the wrong class. You might got to go three doors down to the right into another fucking galaxy, because you're in the wrong fucking room. Because if you are feeling feminine energy like that, something is truly wrong with you.
But listen, not relationship wise, because I have relationship with women different signs. I'm just saying,
who say anything about bitches?
Huh?
Who say anything about bitches? We talking about you.
No, don't what I'm saying. Look, though, you missing it up. Like when I'm talking about the zodiac sign, I'm not just talking about relationship, meeting a girl to be compatible. I'm talking about meeting somebody who doing business with. Maybe if I do you feel like if you do business with a certain person that kind of compatible to your sign, would you do bigger numbers automatically or something like that?
Fuck no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, hey, I got to call that out. No, this is what you do. This is what you do, bro. You have an agenda. You meet people. You network. Say, hey, listen, you're talented at this. I see you are knowledgeable about this particular area. I need that service for my business. This is what I offer you. Are you in? Like, you're just direct with people. You ain't saying, hey, look, seeking a Sagittarius because that seems to be the best fit for my sign. Like, no, fuck out of here, bro. No.
You look for that little kid to bend that spoon and shit,
Bubba. Desperately seeking Gemini.
We got a call. All right, 4-4. Yeah, stay up on that Miss Cleo bullshit, brother. Stay up on that shit. Yeah, man, you good,
caller.
Man.
Caller.
Yeah.
Caller.
That Miss Cleo bullshit.
You gotta
that's
be
funny.
Kidding,
right.
Man.
That's
all right, 320, man. What's up, man? What's good with you? How do we help?
Yo, what up, guys? What's good?
Shout out to KO for the $10 super chat. What's good with you, brother? What's up, bro?
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys? Situation with this chick, man. In my social circle. And I think that I fucked up big time because
what is a,
said,
okay,
like, oh, I don't want
help, okay, help us understand what is a social circle, and please God don't tell me that's you hanging out with a bunch of women like Seinfeld or How I Met Your Mother or like Martin. So what is a social circle?
She's a friend of a friend.
So what do you do in your circles? I'm not being funny. What is a social circle? Does that mean like
I hang out with them? We go to bars, we chill.
Wait,
what we say is, hey, so check this out. There was about five bitches around me the other night. that's what you need to say. Hey, check this out. Saturday night, right. I was sitting at the bar having a drink. There was about five bitches around me.
Which one sounds better?
My social circle?
I see.
Or there were some bitches around me that night.
Wait. You're at a bar with. Wait, let me get it straight. You're hanging out with women, and y'all are,
yes,
what do y'all do? I'm not being funny. What do y'all do? What is it like? What do y'all do?
Drink.
About what? What are the discussions? It sure ain't fucking, what do y'all talk about?
Well, see, that's where I'm leading it to. So this girl that I was messing with, you know, like we're at the bar and a group of friends, and I was like slapping her ass and everything. You know, we were flirting, And then we got back to my place, and then from there, you know, we were making out. I started going down on her, grabbing her tits and everything, and then I get to her pants, and that's when she's like, oh, no, no, no. So I was like, oh, shit, okay, like, I backed off. But the situation is, like, a week or two later.
Hey, listen. Caller, what was that pussy like, bro? Because, you know, she was dancing and moving around a lot, running around bar to bar, peeing. She probably peed, like, 10 times. Like, what was that pussy like when you went out?
Wait, what do you mean? What was the pussy like?
Man, that motherfucker peed about 10 times, didn't even wipe. She was dancing, shit on the bar, sweaty ass, and you went down on it.
Yeah, man. You saying you don't go down on a chick when?
Well, wait. Was you
not at that time, bro? Not that she going down at me on me right now.
Well, wait. Is this a social circle girl or is this someone outside the social circle?
All right, is your point that the social circle don't matter? Like, it's whatever?
No, I'm asking because you said you brought up the – is she in your social circle?
Sure, she's in the circle.
Okay, she's in the circle. So you took a chick in the circle and you ate her sweaty, dirty ass out, right? Or you was about to or whatever. So happened?
I was about to. Like, I was going there. And then I got there, she was like, oh, no. Like, I don't want to do that, you know? I was like, oh, okay.
Right. She said, my shit rank. Don't eat me out. My shit rank right now.
I'm not fresh.
But here's the situation. Listen. Here's the thing. A week or two later, like, word gets back around to me through basically her to her friend, to my friend, to me, and they're saying, oh, like, you know, she don't feel comfortable. She never want to see me again, and her friends don't want to see me again.
Good.
And I'm like, oh,
good.
Shit. You know,
no,
like, did I fuck up big time, or, like, what's the deal?
Why do you care? Okay.
I don't care, but here's the thing, dude.
No,
like,
no.
Is there something?
You're calling us because Brandon, Kelly, I'm trying to think of all the motherfuckers in 902 I know. All the little motherfuckers.
Steve.
Right, Steve.
David and them. David.
Even the dude for the peach pit.
Yeah.
Want you
over there some more.
Want you to peach me. So you've been shunned. Oh, Dylan, thank you. Frank for Dylan, thank you.
Right,
so,
Dylan,
so
right.
You have been shunned from the group?
Yeah, that's the thing. I got banned.
Hey, send them all thank you cards. They did you a favor.
Right.
They
but
did
here's
you
the question, bro.
Favor.
Should I just not mess with girls?
You had to have
like
done something else, bro. You had to have done something else.
Man,
did you? What else? What are you not telling us?
Yeah, you put your finger in her butt or something. What did you do for her to say so? You did something. What did you do, dog?
Dude,
that's the thing.
Telling.
That's why I'm asking you. What did I do? Because I went down on her. She said, no, I backed away. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, we won't do that.
No, there was something else. What else did you do, brother? There was because she went and told something bad about you.
Okay.
What did you do?
Yeah, there's something you did.
Come on. We good.
So
what happened?
I tried again. Like, 10 minutes later, I tried again.
Oh, so you tried
and,
to rape
you know,
her.
Same response.
She said, wait, she
yeah,
tells you
yeah,
no.
That's
so
what it
she
is.
Told, yeah, you tried
yeah,
to rape
you're,
her.
You're a
rapist.
You're
a rapist.
You're a sexual
deviant.
Deviant. Yeah,
right.
Dude, that's the thing. That's
yeah.
What
yeah.
Seeing,
so you're,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. You're so right, desperate.
Dude, I understand. That's a fuck up.
But see, not only that, they finally put two and two together and realize the only reason you're in the social circle is because you're trying to fuck all the girls in there and rape them, and they don't want to be raped. That's me for dude.
I
didn't
fuck one of the girls in
back
the circle there
everybody
though.
That you tried to rape her, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
She did. She said he
yeah.
put his finger in my butt.
Yes.
He pulled out all kind of like
yep.
dildos.
Yep.
He started tying me
hey,
up.
Hey, where's it at?
He said his house smelled like dead bodies.
I got
bodies
away. Yes.
She said he might be the Lakeshore Strangler. She said
right.
that. She said he might be the dude that's going around killing people that's in the newspaper. Like real talk, she said that you tried to sexually assault her, bro. And now they don't want you around.
And then the suckers that you hang out with
right.
who are trying to fuck, they're saying, yes, they get to be the hero now. Because now while they're comforting all those women, they're saying, all right, I got to make a choice. Am I going to be with my boy here and back him and lose that pussy I've been working over 6 years, 8 months, 4 days in 22 hours. I'm not losing that, so you're out. Now, they did.
She was like,
yeah,
and she was
exactly.
Like, he wanted to eat me out, and I was on my period, girl. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker wanted to eat me out, and I was on my period, too.
Yeah, why did you try to rape her, dude? And she told you no.
That's my issue, bro. I have issues, like a problem understanding, like,
because
here's the thing, she was turned on, she was moaning, bro, like she was literally moaning, and all turned on.
Okay.
So I'm like,
she said no,
right, that's where I fucked
no
up.
Doesn't mean yes, all
right.
No means no, and yet you did it again. Tell us how that happened. So her stinky ass pussy said you ain't want to eat it that time. What did you do? The second time. We got to hear this. This is amazing. What did you do?
Like, she said no, and then what'd you do?
I put my hand, like, into her, like, down to her, towards
her
hand.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised she didn't call the police on you. Jesus. Oh, my God. Something's wrong
you're
with
lucky,
you.
Yeah. You're lucky the popo ain't in.
Yeah, you're lucky you ain't get locked. Yeah, man.
Real talk.
Yeah,
yeah, I understand, bro. I understand. I'm just looking for advice
listen
here. Cause
if you don't leave these people alone, the next time they will call the police on you.
Yeah. Yeah,
leave
yeah.
them alone.
I'm just saying to you, big dog, is that you really? I would get some help, and I'm not being funny. You need to get some help or be on some kind of medication because there's no thing. Why would you? And how long have you known this? How long were you in the social circle for? How many years?
It's about 8 months.
8 months social circle. Okay. But what gives you the right to put your hand down someone's pants when they said no, big dog? What gives you the right?
You're right. There's no right there. I don't have it.
But I'm. How old are you, man?
I'm 18? 27.
You're 27? Like how old was Dylan on Beverly? They were high schoolers, right? E. They were high schoolers, right? 90210. They were all high schoolers.
No, they were.
They were grown up. They were older and actors,
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah right.
So,
right.
Young man, they're doing you a favor. You should never, like E said, the only social circle you should have is a group of fucking women around you. You should not be with a bunch of fucking losers. And now they kicked you out because you're deemed the rapist now. You should just got scarlet letter, dog. You're the rapist.
Yeah, I get it, bro.
Shame if you don't.
Listen, man, just clean it up. Don't do it again, man. Clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Were you drunk? Were you guys drunk?
Yeah, we were both drunk.
Hey, that's even worse because...
Now, were you guys kissing? You said you were kissing, though, right? She was kissing you, right?
Yeah, we were making out. She was topless. I was all over her tits.
Hmm. What a shame.
Interesting.
And then she said no.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe you're kissing your
Hey, listen,
probably.
Don't go down on bitches right away, bro. They got funky-ass pussies, bro, especially if y'all been out all night. Like, she probably was like, ugh, like, don't eat me out. Only simps eat, you know, like, nah. Like real talk, like a simp wants to eat a bitch out right away.
Right,
like,
and then he wasn't going to get
my balls licked. And once she's earned a spot in our fucking kingdom, then, yeah, then we might lick that pussy real good. But not right away.
He's
supposed to be licking our shit.
He put his hand down her pants. Right. Wait a second. Let me get this straight.
Don't be going down on business, bro. That's a simp move right away.
So
let them go down on you. And once she starts campaigning to be with you and she's honoring you and fucking, then, yeah, maybe you could reward her with a nice clit lick. But for now, don't be just rushing to go lick a girl's pussy out.
All right. So she call her. She said no.
Yeah.
Okay, she said no, then put her clothes back on. You got up, she sat down, and then what happened to make you go over there and put your hands down her pants? What happened?
No, I mean, like, when I was putting my hand towards her pants, she was, like, half naked at that point.
But that was that after she said, I didn't say after she said no. You then pushed again and tried to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's where you fucked up. And she probably said no.
I know.
Because her shit was fucked up, bro. These bitches ain't, you know, some bitches don't want you to go down on her. She's been dancing, and she, like I said, she peed about 15 times, didn't even wipe. And, you know,
yeah.
she, you know, You just pushed it too far.
Okay.
Don't
way
go down
too
on
far.
Anything.
Yeah, I did. I did. I know. I fucked up. I get it.
Yeah, but you worried about the group now. She told all her you have
fuck
just
fuck that group, bro. Yeah. Fuck that group.
Yeah, they did you a favor,
yeah,
but
it,
yeah,
it is
you
what it is. I know.
All right, man.
All right.
Well, good luck.
You'll be
man.
All right. Don't do
hey,
that shit again.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, look. Okay. Stay away from women right now. You gotta get yourself together, buddy. Okay.
Shit, dude. I have a date in half an hour.
Well, I don't know. You might. Hey, if she's watching this.
Well,
shit,
I mean, let her blow you, bro. Yeah. Let her blow you.
I'm worried about
you know, if it goes there, if it's consensual.
Yeah, please don't put anything in her drink, and please do not force her into your house, and please put away the chloroform and the napkin.
Yeah, put the rag away.
Please. Please. I people are like, y'all fucked the game up.
Put away the zip ties.
Yeah,
bro.
All the zip ties, the duct tape, put that shit away. The basement with the chain, lock that shit up. You got it. Look, man. Don't
okay.
That shit up, man.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
Yeah, all right, careful. No ice cream trucks, and no going up to you and telling people I lost my cat or my little pony. Can you help me find it? Type shit.
Don't put on the clown suit and do the handcuff trick. Don't do that shit.
Sounds good, bro. Sounds good.
Don't tell these bitches you can go walking.
The message is clear.
Anyway, yeah, I live in Milwaukee. I had an apartment. No, but anyway, all right, bro.
And don't tell them about astrology either, motherfucker. All right.
All right. Won't do that.
About bitches because they do talk about crystals and astrology and candles. And shit.
Yeah, candles.
Hey, look, if a woman talks to you about that shit, just be like, oh, that's what's up. That's what you like to do. Yeah, that's what's up. I guess your little astrology thing brought us together tonight. That's what's up. You ain't got to tell her you like it. Just let her like it. Don't take it away, man.
Let her like this.
Let her like, oh, that's what's up. So you conjured me up. Okay, cool.
If she wants to dress like a little elf and you fuck her, you chase her around the room and shit, let her skip. Get the pussy. But don't take the pussy. No means no, man. Y'all got to stop that. He said it.
Yeah, don't put no clown outfit on. He gonna pull out the little yellow Volkswagen Bug like Ted Bundy did. Shit, man.
You go to that college campus, man. Go wreck shop for that motherfucker.
The crowbar.
Man. Yeah, but
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
yeah.
For real, we don't condone
we
that.
We don't condone
that
shit.
We do not condone that shit.
No.
We're just having some fun.
Just having some fun, man.
No means no.
No, definitely,
it's
yes.
Not going out on these hoes the first night you meet them, bro. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Thirsty as hell.
Damn, dog. Jesus. And then stop watching episodes of Friends and shit. Stop doing that shit.
We got any callers or not?
Oh, no, yeah, let me get to this. No, we're going to call. Guys, I'm going to call in. Y'all can. Let me get to some of the questions here. Let's see here. I think we got, no, this guy. Wait, not Mike. Let's go to this one. After going through a breakup and bouncing back, will a man always have a female? Yes. Go ahead and check the BOE.
Wait, let me read this shit.
Jesus.
After going through the breakup and bouncing back, will a man always have female nature in the back of his head to the point they can't? Okay, so clearly she broke up with you then. See, here's the problem. When the woman is leading the relationship and you're not, and she breaks up with you, of course it's going to be a problem. You have to lead the entire situation. And I even suggest that if the relationship has to come to an end, that you end it. Why do you men keep waiting on women to break up with y'all? And then you go to the manosphere and try to find some red pill to figure it out. Like, that ain't how it works, man. A man leads the relationship from start to finish. If it needs to end, he's the one that ends it. And he does it for all the right reasons. He does it for her because it just doesn't benefit her to be with him. It doesn't benefit him to be with her anymore. Okay. The problem with this question, the problem with most men, is that you wait for a woman to find another man to cheat on you secretly. And then when she feels comfortable enough to just get the fuck away from you permanently, she does. And then you have a problem with it. You guys neglect the signs that the relationship is slipping. That's the problem. I want men to initiate the relationship, not campaign for it, but he decides when it takes place. He leads the entire situation all the way through. And if for some reason that relationship has lost its vigor is no longer the way you want it to be. You give it an opportunity for maybe one chance to turn it around if you feel like giving it a chance, or just end the fucking relationship.
Yeah,
you're gonna feel so much better. You're gonna feel so much better if you end it, and don't end it like an asshole. Don't just discard her and shit. Say, listen, we had a nice run at this. This isn't what I'm. I don't want this no more. You don't want this no more. This vibe is off. We're ending this right now. You take care of yourself, and we move on. That's the man way to break it off.
Yeah, FOA, thank you very much for the super chat. But what I don't understand, will a man always have female nature? What is having female nature in the back of the head to the point they can't ever go? What does that mean, Mr. L? GL, what the? Please explain.
I know what it means.
Okay.
It means she left his motherfucking ass. It means that she left his punk ass.
Oh, so she
left him. He stayed around and got hoed, and she found another motherfucker about 2 months before she broke up with him, and she left. That's what it means. So what he needs to focus on, and I'll throw it back to my guy Steve, is that you need to leave the relationship and be honest with yourself. If that thing is tipping in a different direction and it's not what you want anymore, you have one talk with her. Hey, I'm not feeling the way this is going. If this continues, I will be breaking it off with you. And you break the motherfucking relationship up, and that's it.
Yeah, but how is he saying getting over when he's talking about this shit right now? How is he really actually sick? Because he's saying that after going through the breakup and bouncing back, how is he bouncing back when he's still talking about the bitch? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to our number, guys. The lines are open, guys. I want to call in. The lines are open. But right now, while we're waiting, let's continue our. It's your turn, E, on
read number two, right?
We had number two now.
All right. Let's zoom through this. So number one, I said ruthless, but that was kind of like a 1.5. Number two is you text like a girl. All right, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. You text like a girl. Now, everybody has their own way of texting. I do not suggest any of my guys send emojis, memes, GIFs, LOLs, question marks. Like, you motherfuckers are sending – you're asking the bitch a question, and it's got three question marks behind it. You got exclamation points like, hey! Like, what man says hey with an exclamation point to a bitch? Like, you text like a female, and that's a turnoff. Now, she will – take your free attention. She will soak up your low free attention and get validation from you, but she doesn't want you. So you entertain her in text. You don't get to the point. You don't have an agenda, and you don't text like a man. So I will say that number two, you text like a girl.
Text like a girl. Okay. I have, let's see here. I've got one. Let me see. You're making everything about the woman. I'm just reading off it. You're making everything about the woman, meaning that you have put women so high above you that everything that comes out of your mouth has woman in it. Every statement, question, everything you have always has something to do with a woman, showing that you're worshiping women. And worshiping women is never going to get you a woman. Eva, what say you, brother?
No, that's 100% true. And even in texting, you're worshiping her when you're trying to entertain this motherfucker, when you're trying to get her to like you. So when you're sending her memes, GIFs, LOLs, emojis, not getting to the point, asking her how her day was, that's all feminine shit. There ain't no man out here that's busy that's going to be asking a woman all these fluffy-ass questions. We're going to get right to the point. Listen, I got some free time on Thursday. I want to give that time to you. Looking like I got about 2-3 hours to give to you. Can you come through? This is how men text. We don't sit there and entertain this bitch. So, you know, this is something that I teach a lot. I know Steve teaches it too, but you text like a fucking female, and she will sit there and let you entertain her. I want you to know something right now. Women will sit there and let you entertain them. She will also make you feel like she likes your goofy ass shit. You ever notice a chick who would be like LOLing with you, and she will have a few exchanges? I've never experienced this, but I coach guys that show me their screenshots. You guys will go back and forth with these females. You think she likes you. Then all of a sudden, she ghosts you. You don't hear from her for a few days. She doesn't like you. She just soaked up your free attention, bro. That's what she did. So stop texting like a female. Otherwise, you'll never be successful with women.
Here's another one from Paul G. He says, I see my girlfriend on Friday, I guess Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This schedule works best to me to handle my work and responsibilities during the week. Do you have an opinion on this, or does it really come down to what works for me?
Yeah, it comes down to what works for you. It does. You also have to pick a woman that her schedule, like you called her your girlfriend, so I'm assuming that you've been seeing this woman for some time before you made her your girlfriend. So the woman's schedule has to coincide with your schedule, or you never make her your girlfriend. Like, you tell a woman what your schedule is, she has to, her schedule has to coincide with your schedule. What? Like SNO, shit, she works her job, I work my job. Sometimes we don't see each other for weeks. It might be weeks before we see each other. That don't mean she's running off nowhere, because I got full command over this shit. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's your schedule. You also have to pick a woman that her schedule and your schedule, they coincide.
Yeah, I would like to know why he has a girlfriend, but I would like to know why, when you should have girlfriends, plural. But when you're questioning yourself or asking a question about something like this, I don't think you're ready to have a solid relationship, because if you don't believe in what you're doing, you don't need E and I, King's English, to pat you on your back or tap you on your head and say, yeah, you go forth and do it. You should already have it done. And if something's going on with what you decide on doing, that's when you ask us. But we're not here to tell you what to do. We're trying to get you to think for yourself. That's the important part in this, bro.
Let me give him a let me say something that would kind of relate to Steve and I. Steve has his business. Steve got shows. Steve works during the week. We happen to have a Monday night slot where it works for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told Steve, well, Monday don't work for me, dog. I can do Tuesday. Steve ain't gonna be like, hey, fuck it. I'll just abandon my plans and we'll do it on Tuesday. Steve ain't gonna do that shit, and I ain't gonna do that shit. So the reason why it works is that we both have an available Monday night.
Yes.
So this is why it makes sense for us to fuck with each other on Monday night. But I ain't going to go tell Steve, hey, check this out. I want to watch my Monday night football and eat my small brother. And I ain't going to do that shit. And so what I need you to do is clear out Tuesday. He's going to be like, go fuck yourself. He ain't going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to do
that.
So it's the same females. You got your agenda. You got your schedule. You find bitches that suit your schedule, bro.
Yes. Yes. Guys, the lines are open. Shout out real quick to Eddie for the 20. Man, respect to EO and Steve. Always learning something new about myself. Respect to you. And Lewis, let's get to your question right here. Okay, he's focused on getting ripped right now, okay? The girl I'm fucking is down to help in the kitchen with the meal prep, et cetera. How do I reward this?
Well, first of all, she's supposed to do that.
That's what...
I mean, you don't really give her a reward for that, bro. I mean, if she's going to be there, she's got to do some shit. I'm talking about she has to do some exceptional extra shit for you to be rewarding her, bro. Like, for real. Like, she needs to leave the house with COVID and go run an errand for you. No, not that bad. But what I mean is there's going to be certain things that the woman does, part of the lifestyle, that you don't reward her for. I mean, look, she eats, right? She gets fucked. Don't make her – don't. I mean, you don't reward her for getting no pussy. As a matter of fact, you're doing her a favor if you know how to fuck. So, no, you don't have to reward her for helping out in the kitchen. That motherfucker should be doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I think a lot of y'all guys understand. They're supposed to pick up after you, not to say that you should be lazy and shit, but a lot of women like clean houses, and sometimes they know you're very busy. They know they don't mind cleaning up after you. When you get done fucking, you're taking a shower. They don't mind rolling out the bed, fixing the bed up right, and tidying up the place. That's what women do. They will vacuum. They will cook. They will clean. They used to come in my place and say, oh, my God, why do you use these dishes? Give me a second. Let me go in. All right, go do your thing. And they'll go in there and wash the dishes. You don't. I reward and E reward. The reward is us and our time. That's the reward. There's no other reward. That's the reward. Look, the reward is you get to do it versus the other ones you're in competition with, because they're waiting for you to fuck up and say, well, I'm not clean. Okay. Then if you won't, get your ass out. Next woman in. That's how it works. So you got to, and listen. I'm glad you're focused on getting ripped right now, but focus more here. Get ripped here. The gym in your mind. Build that muscle up and realize that you don't need to reward shit. You are the reward. You're the opportunity and not the option. What say you, E?
Yeah, 100%. And again, I mean, the girl I'm fucking is down to help. She better be down to help.
She better be down to,
I mean, like, you don't have to reward a bitch that's down to help in the kitchen. I mean, she's going to eat some of the food, right? I mean, you're going to eat some of it? I mean, I'm introducing you to a fucking, a healthy lifestyle and healthy eating. Bitch, you better get in there and motherfucking start cooking some shit. You don't have to reward her for that. No. Do not reward her for that shit. She's supposed to be doing that shit. And I will tell you also that the more a woman is into you, the less you got to reward them. They don't even want you to reward them. She's like, shit, the fact that I'm in this motherfucker is reward enough. So I will tell you that the more a woman is into you, the man, just being around you, hearing you talk, hearing you give her instructions, you teaching her shit.
Yes.
That's part of my list too. When you educate a woman and make her feel more confident about herself, and not confident so she can run off and find another dude, that's something that beta males say. Well, if you help a woman out, she's just going to leave you for the next best thing. There ain't no next best thing, bro. You got to say, there ain't nothing from here. This is your best. This is your max. You are blessed to be around me. If you don't think like that, a woman is going to run on you. So, no, do not reward her for being in the kitchen and helping you meal prep. Fuck out of here. No.
All right, question. I can only see one in the morning and past midnight during the week. Is that going to make it difficult for my success? And going off of what he's saying, no, it's not. See, this is what we're trying to tell you guys. Women are smart enough to have a roster of motherfuckers at their beck and call, depending on what it is they want. If they want to drive somewhere or be driven around, they got a bunch of suckers to do that. If they want somebody to fix it, they got suckers. Someone to be a shoulder to cry on, someone to eat, pay bills, hang out with her, buy her. They got their list of suckers. And what we're saying for you is keep grinding on your grind, but I promise you, when they see value and worth in you, they will make adjustments to your schedule. You don't have to sit and worry about, is this going to be difficult for your success? This is why you're failing, because you're making what a woman does or doesn't do part of your success. No, it's not about the woman. But when a woman realizes that you have a little bit of time, they should be clawing and scratching. You know what? Let me make you breakfast. I know you're busy. Let me make you breakfast. I know you got something on your mind. Or, I made you dinner. Can I come up to your job? Or can I drop it off and all that, meaning that you want some dick or whatever. But that's what they should be doing. But E, what say you on that, brother?
Man, I know what you just said right there is going to blow their fucking mind. They're going to be like, there ain't no girls out here that do that. That's incorrect. Steve is 100% correct. I've had women fly 900 miles just to see me for 48 hours. I've had bitches drive 2.5 hours to see me for 1 hour. Real talk. If you're that dude, look, I'm going to be honest, you got to dick them down right too. And when you're dicking them down right and you got that great leadership and they just love being around you, they just bask in your masculinity, they will drive 2-3 hours just to be with you for 1 hour. I've had chicks drive from Springfield, Illinois, fucking 3-4 hours away from me just to see me for 45 fucking minutes, and I sent her ass back. And she was happy to do it. So if you're that dude, she has no problem with it. Frankie B, thank you so much for the 10. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Frank.
Good to see you, gents. Salute chat room. Yeah, yeah, Monday night can't beat, although I'm a little late. Better late than never.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to push this one up because this is about what I was telling you before. I mean, not this one. Hold on. I'm sorry. Not that one. Where are you at? Yeah, yeah. Dude, DD. I'm going to call you DD. Says bitches these days are popular in 50 Shades of Grey, BSDM type of stuff. Is this playing with fire or is this some harmless fun? I need to talk to y'all for a second. Let me.
Go ahead.
Let me educate all you weak-ass motherfuckers in the bedroom. Do you understand that when a woman, a young lady that throws a hat up, because we can't talk about no one younger than 18, so when she throws that hat up in the air, That hat that she's throwing up in the air is a freedom. No more mommy and daddy telling me what to do. No more rules. I create my own rules, and I get to learn my body. I get to do things. I get to sleep with bunches of men if I want to, or sleep with women, or sleep with older men, or sleep with a bunch of, I get to do whatever I want to do. But the one thing they're doing that you guys are not doing is they're learning their bodies. They're learning what they like sexually, and they're learning how to keep exploring the boundaries of sex. You motherfuckers are still in goddamn high school with the high school thinking. How can 50 Shades be a bad thing when
that's gold?
I know. How can you think? See, you think it's bad because you know what? You're not capable of doing it. I mean, what if you saw a beautiful woman that said, you know what? And she's sexy. She's your perfect woman. She says, you know what? I want you to dress up like a bunny rabbit, and I want to chase you, lock you down, and then I want you to fuck me in a bunny rabbit suit or some shit like that. Most of you guys would say, oh, my God, I would never do that. That's disgusting. I mean, and then you start judging her. What kind of woman would do that kind of stuff? Oh, my God, you're like a slut. Are you for the streets? And I'm just saying, man, the problem with you young men is that you don't understand sexuality, and you don't understand that women are always exploring and they're pushing the boundaries of sex. But he would say you on this, man.
Hey, and these girls like it in their doodle butt too, bro. to your fucking name, they like it in their doodle butt too. Hey, real quick, shout out to Brian. Brian hit us with a super chat.
I was saying Brian. I was saying Brian.
Brian is being sarcastic. He's a client of mine. I think Brian. Salute to the king, the OC. My star sign is Scorpio. My spirit animal is unicorn, and he lots of kale. Just joking, of course.
Of course,
yes,
that's good.
That's how they Brian. Sound.
Right.
Oh my God, I just I find where the truths are because I have to be around. I have to be on the earth. I have to be on the earth when I eat. I have to be touching the damp soil when
I eat my salad. Oh, my
God. That's
how
these bitches talk. I be looking at her like, you are insane, but you about to suck this dick, you crazy bitch. But, real talk. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate it. That was excellent, Brian. That was fucking excellent. All right, let's see. Let's get some of these questions.
Let's move on to number three, I think. You want to go on, or we got any other questions?
Oh, we got another call. Let's see. Oh, no, yeah, we go to number three. Let's go to number three before we ask the question. Go to number three. You go to number three. I'll go behind you. Go ahead. What's your three?
All right, let's see. I hit him with the text. This is a big one. This is why you're gonna be fucking. This is why you're gonna lose with a shout out to Anthony Batista who hit me on the Cash App with a 10. Appreciate it though. Or Jonathan Batista. Number three, you act aloof. Okay, here's the thing. A lot of guys try to act busy. Let me tell you right now, a real man is busy. A weak man pretends to be busy.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is a problem, and this will be a continual problem because you act busy. You act like you ain't on no goddamn purpose, bro. And the whole time you are playing games with this woman, trying to play tag, trying to get her to chase, putting her on ice, knowing you're staring at your phone the whole time. Real men just tell women what the fuck they want to do and give that woman a little bit of time to adjust to this masculinity. And if she's not down, we move forward. You know, we're the opportunity. You know, we invite her to fuck with us. Okay, and if she's not ready for that, we let her go. We say, hey, listen, you're not ready for what I'm looking for. No harm, no foul. I'll tell you what, if you get ready and there's an opportunity and I still want to see you, I will see you. If not, you take care of yourself. So I will tell you a big problem with boys and males is they act aloof. They act busy knowing damn well they are waiting for this motherfucker to text them, and that's a problem.
Yeah, for you guys, please watch The Matrix. And you would stop all this silly shit. Please, that cold approaching fucking whack bitch ass shit. Get that out of your system. Get this out of your system. It's all not real. Get it out of your system. Because all this Me Too movement shit. See, the guy that called in before is a Me Too person because he can't take no for an answer. We have never said anything about forcing yourself on a woman. But see, when you learn game, you'll learn how the moment is and you will read signs. And you will also read the sign when you can feel when she's either nervous or she feels that, you know what, I don't want to take it that far, where you stop it. See, that's why y'all don't understand game, because y'all stuck in all that PUA code approaching language. And it's all this fucking Me Too, You Too bullshit stuff that they've been stuffing down your dumb, ignorant asses. Wake the fuck up, E. What are you saying that, man?
I mean, look, the truth is that there was a guy that also said that approaching has gotten more difficult since the pandemic. It's gotten easier.
It's always been easier.
Yes. To females now.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's easier to talk to females right now. You get to look at a person in their eyes now, which is a much deeper connection, too. She can concentrate on your eyes. You can concentrate on her eyes.
Jesus
Christ. Okay, look a woman in the eye and talk to her, man. Stop smoking weed. I know I go in on the weed, but there's just so many people that smoke weed now. And that's why you're so tired all the time. Hey, what's up? How you doing? It steals your motherfucking vigor. It's bad, man. I'm not frowning upon it, but that's a problem. But look a woman in the eye and talk to her, okay? You can even be playful with it. This guy was talking about flirtation. You could say, hey, I know that face is beautiful under that mask. Why don't you flash that? Let me see your face real quick. You know, you could just fuck, you know, do it like that. You know, there's some women now, you could tell they're fucking pretty as shit just through the mask. You could tell they're very pretty. You know, focus on other things. Look a woman in the eye. Talk about her hair, you know. Tell, you know, you could be playful. If she's paranoid about the mask, hey, I'll tell you what, when you meet me, we'll sit 10 feet away from each other, but at some point we're going to have to be up close and personal. You just got to have the mouthpiece and you got to know how to push it toward what you want it to be. But don't let that be an excuse. Look a woman in the eye and talk to her.
Yeah, Mike, and the reason I didn't ask you, Mike, just get coaching. You don't understand shit. Please just get coaching. You're asking how to fly an airplane in one sentence. You're asking how to do open heart surgery in one sentence. It's too deep for you to understand. There's so many layers to your question that you are not even ready to accept right now. And the first thing you got to accept is, which is hard, is that your fuck game is weak. Your kissing game is weak. You can't eat. You can't fuck. You don't know how to talk yak. You don't know how to do anything with a woman. So until you realize that, you're in trouble, dog. So we'll move on to the next one. Here you go. Let's get to this one. Here you go.
All right. Should the language I use be in the direction of I am inviting you? She was seeing me. You can join me. I am the okay. First of all, I've been teaching you for the longest time to the invitation is good. Join me is good. Meeting versus date. I've been saying that. Join me. Yes. I am the prize. Nah, women are going to laugh at you if you say that. don't say no shit like that. You know, like get away from this manosphere talk, bro. It's a bunch
telling
of losers
you,
over
man.
Here, to be honest with you.
Stop.
There's a lot of losers over here with channels, bro, that ain't never fucked with women. They got little success and they live off the coattails of actually successful people. They steal game and everything. So, no, don't ever tell a woman I'm the prize.
Right.
I mean, you know, especially in the beginning. I mean, if you're the prize, she knows you're the prize.
Right.
And if you're the prize, you dismiss that motherfucker if she ain't what you want. See the real king and the real prize dismisses motherfuckers. So you're not a king or you're not a king or the prize unless you can dismiss a bitch. Even if you like her, even if you like that pussy, you say, hey, nah, you disrespected me. You dishonored me. You're gone. You are not a king until you do that.
Yeah. I like his language, but see, the thing is that what you young men have to understand is what's next. You're in the present right now, or you're thinking about a small little future, but where are you leading her to? And when you're getting her there, what are you going to do? Where are you taking her to, and why are you taking her there versus here? What's better over here? It's not just saying these things. Yeah, you can say them, but if you can't, fucking butler. That's my butler. That's my butler. Okay. So what I'm saying is that this is what's wrong with a lot of you young men. You're saying the right things, but what is after that? Because if you're just asking about this right here, then there is no tomorrow or after the moves that you want to make. And that's what we're trying to tell you. Game is not just a statement. Y'all are in a world caught up in nothing but statements that you find to be true. And they're just statements with no weight on those things, okay? So he is right about what he's saying, 1,000%. But I'm asking you, what is next? What after you say I'm inviting you to what, where, when, how? What do you want to wear, and what time do I want you to be? I mean, there are millions of things, and it's not just the first statement. There's got to be impacting that. He would say you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, if you just take something I say or Steve says and you just regurgitate it, but there's nothing following that, it won't make sense. It's got to be in the right atmosphere, with the right tone, with the right kind of chemistry. You know, it has to all follow one another. It's like a domino effect. You can't just say one thing and she's like, oh, cool, where? And you're like, oh, shit, I don't even know where. So if you tell a woman, listen, I want to do a little wine tasting. I haven't had wine in a while. There's a little spot. Like, for example, if I'm a wine member at a certain establishment, and if I wanted to have wine and I was out here dating, I would tell a woman, listen, I'm going to be at this wine place on 5th on Saturday night. Why don't you join me for a glass? We'll do a little wine tasting. Be my guest. I gave her the location. I told her where I'm going to be. I told her I'm a member there, which means I have a life. That's another thing. Have a motherfucking life that you can introduce and invite a woman to. You know, if you ain't got no life and you're trying to make the woman your life, you're already lost. You should already have a dope life, and you're just trying to include a woman who actually you're feeling her vibe. You're feeling how she's talking to you. You're feeling her smile, and you're feeling how she's coming at you. Remember, dealing with women, I told a client this the other day, is tennis, not racquetball. Racquetball is when you're hitting the ball to yourself. Boom. Boom, you over-texting, double, triple-texting. You just hitting the ball to yourself. Fucking with women the right way is tennis. You hit the ball to her, you serve, boom. She hits it back, boom. Hits it back, boom. That's how you know you're succeeding with a woman, when they're actually playing a game of tennis. You're hitting the ball to her, she hits it back. Value, she hits value. Value hits value. If you're just playing racquetball with a bitch, you ain't playing shit. There ain't no game being played. You ain't doing nothing.
My brother came in from L.A. We went to a bar that I guess he frequently goes to. A woman approached him, and he took her to my place and smashed. I frequent this bar. It's never happened. Why? We look very familiar. Look, I don't care if y'all were Siamese fucking twins or y'all look just alike. Okay, young man. Listen, and I'm not knocking you. Look at your photo. And this is no knock on you. It's just, and I like that in a business atmosphere. I'm more of a regular tie than bow tie. But here's the problem, man. You just ain't built like your brother. Your brother gives no fucks. And you know what your brother said? Like, kind of like, remember he said it earlier about going to another country. Your brother just left the country of L.A. to go to wherever you live. And you know what he's saying? When I get here, I'm going to give me some pussy. I'm going to fuck. And you know what he said? When I go to this bar, I'm not going to be like you, little brother or older brother. I'm not going to just sit around and bird watch women all day. I'm going to have someone's face in the pillow and someone's ass in the air. You can bird watch all you want, but you're not your brother. Just because you look alike, your looks may get your foot in the door, but as soon as you open your mouth, that's where you fuck up. And I can guarantee that you ain't talking to women. I guarantee that you go to that frequent bar and you're that guy that either goes on the wall because you're creepy, you're either at the ball because you're looking for liquid courage, or you go in the bathroom and pee first because you're nervous. And then you do whatever, and you just stare at women all damn day. Don't do shit about it. He would say you, man.
Now, look, a guy that's fucking, this ain't a question. This is a question for a guy that's not fucking. Because check this out. If I was fucking, I assume I'm going to run into a lot of bitches I fuck. So what? I fucked you. So what? If a bitch told me, hey, you fucked me the other night, I'd be like, okay, cool. What you trying to get into now? Like, that's all I would say, dude. Why are you scared of a bitch walking up to you talking about, hey, I've heard from you. Just be like, yeah, I've been busy. What's good? just go with it, man. If she mistakes you for your brother, then fuck her. You know, I'm not fuck her, like get rid of her. Fuck her, bro. Look, these are problems that you want to have. Okay, you want to run into some bitches that, oh, damn, that's EO right there. He fucked the shit out of me last weekend. Like, who cares? Dudes that are fucking don't worry about this shit. If a girl mistakes you for your brother that hit it, bro, if she walks up to you and is like, hey, don't I know you? Just be like, yeah, we probably ran into each other. What's good? Just start talking, bro. Who cares? It's not a problem.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He goes to the bar all the time, and he just birdwatch. How do you... You're
a creepy dude at the bar.
That's
man.
My whole point, man. Your brother came into town with the conquering mentality, saying, "I'm gonna give me some fucking pussy outside this bitch. I'm gonna fuck me some," and he did it. While you still sitting at home scratching your nuts, wondering, "Well, should I do it on my own?" No, get some coaching, young man. Get some coaching. You need some help.
Hey, take off them motherfucking suspenders and bow ties,
I
know, too, bro.
Man. You're not Urkel,
that
man.
Ain't working, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying
on,
to be mean.
Man.
It's just...
I'm trying to be mean. Take that motherfucking shit off, bro.
Come
ain't nobody
on.
Think that shit's sexy. No bow ties. And bow ties are not sexy.
That's what I told you. Yeah.
And every girl I've ever talked to, and there's going to be a lot of dudes that get mad at what I said. I don't give a fuck. Just know that if you walk around with a bow tie and a shitty grin all cheesy and shit, nobody thinks your ass is sexy.
Yeah, creepy, man.
But you, man.
So get off of that shit, man. Get off of that shit. All right, so let's get to the next one. Here we go.
Let me read this shit.
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Coaches, I know you mentioned not to pursue anything sexual or intimate with coworkers. Does the same apply to classmates? Nah.
No.
Classmates at college? No, no.
Fuck no. Shit. Man, you know, man, I was fucking all them bitches in the class. Man, why are you... It's like, okay, guys. I don't know if y'all were fucking in junior high, so maybe not in the high school. But yeah, You should be fucking all these motherfuckers in school. That's what it's for. Listen, your job is your job. That's how you make your money, okay? But school is where you learn, but you are allowed to talk to all the women in school. Matter of fact, you should have a reputation. Oh, shit, here's EO. Yeah, I heard about him. See, let me show Peep Gang. Watch this. Peep Gang, y'all missed this point. Okay. There's EO. Oh, yeah. He just fucked another girl. Oh, yeah. I can't believe he fucked this girl. Da, 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 da. And then eventually that same fine-ass woman going to start asking the question is, well, I'm prettier than her. Why isn't he fucking me? I'm cuter than that one over there. Why isn't he talking to me? So what do I have to do to get in his view to see if I can even get some of that dick? Because I'm hearing the rumors. The guys, these women talk nastier than us. So they know all about EO in the bathroom. She just go in the bathroom and read, or they did talking about what EO did, put her in a pretzel, smack their ass while EO peed, SNO peed on her. So I'm just joking. But no, I'm just saying, all this crazy stuff. But I'm just saying that having a reputation is everything. Everything, man. Go ahead, E. What you got on that, brother?
Man, these girls right here, bro. Man, I know I've told this story, but I'm going to say it one more time. I remember I was fucking with this Hooters bitch, and I fucked her a couple times. I already had her in my palm and shit. So she was getting off work one time with some Hooters bitches. I said, hey, I was with one of my boys. I said, hey, grab two Hooters bitches and some liquor from the bar and come over where we're at. This is not a joke. She tried to bring over. She brought over this fine-ass bitch. She and I were locking eyes. I went in the bathroom, was kissing her. Oh, wow, I was with this other chick. I went in the bathroom, was kissing on this other chick. She did come in the bathroom and saw. She was upset. I took her right outside. I said, hey, you just need to be quiet. I wanted to kiss her. I kissed her. It's over and done with. Now let's go on with our night and have a good time. You know that bitch just sucked. That bitch sucked my dick and I fucked her that same night. And she wanted to see me the next day because I owned it. I just said, look, you brought over a sexy bitch. This motherfucker's been staring at me. We've been having some shots. I kissed her. She wanted to be kissed by me. It's over and done with. Are you going to fuck the night up or do you need to leave or are you going to stay? And I swear that woman stayed. And there was no problem. She never mentioned it again. So you just have to own who the fuck you are and what you want to do. Simple as that.
Yes, absolutely. Real talk. Let me check the lines real quick. Guys, lines are open. They're only open for another 9 minutes. So, guys, y'all want to call in or ask questions, we do either one because your questions are important. We definitely will ask them. Here's one for you, E.
Yeah, all right. Let's see what he says here. Had my first threesome on Friday and noticed one of the women had a higher interest and was able to influence the other. Would you say it's best to use other women to influence? Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, you should definitely have a woman who you can go out hunting with. She likes to do, you know, threesomes. She likes, you know, she likes to have women in this situation. So it's good to have a woman with you that can open up dialogue. It makes a woman feel comfortable, actually, when you send a woman over there first and you bring her over. Now the two of you make her feel comfortable. Yes, it's always good to have a woman with you.
Yeah, it's so cool when you do that. It's so I love the most is when they just sit in the corner. I just want to watch you fuck her. I just want to watch you fuck my friend while I masturbate in the corner. I just want to see your dick going in and out. I just want to see you just fucking her the way you fuck me. And I want to see that third eye. And they love that shit. Gentlemen, this is what we're saying. You see, when they know they're going to get a return on investment and they know they're getting something out of sex versus, like E was saying, when you go out of the country for like 3 minutes of sex and shit, you spend all that money for a good 3 minutes. And I'm being nice. I'll give y'all five being nice. But what I'm saying is that these women, when they know they've got investment, they're smart enough to say, you know what, I know you're going to be with other women, so how can I figure this shit out? You know what, I'll have more control if I pick the women that I want you with versus the ones that you're just going to get on your own. So they will do work for you, and you don't have to ask. They will enjoy that. It's so great when you like take them to a bar or something, or a club, and then you just let them. It's like you let them go. It's like a fishing line. You just let her go into the dance floor, and while she's on there, she's grinding up with a woman looking at you,
right.
Starts kissing her,
right.
Grabs a hand, brings you over, and doing. Guys, I hope y'all understand like a triangle kiss. If y'all understand that, that's when they begin to kiss, and then you kiss her, and then you kiss the other one, and then y'all kind of do y'all, and then. It's on and popping. So this level, I'm telling you guys, and I'm talking about the average woman that tells you guys that I won't hug until the fifth date. We'll do this shit to a real man. Mm-hmm. You would say you, brother.
Yeah, man. I used to mac on best friends in high school in the same bed, bro.
It's so good.
I'd be in a bed with two best friends and just take turns kissing them. Yeah. These women, you think these women are like, y'all think they're pure, man. You guys think they're like pure. They are ruthless, bro. When they want something, they will get what they want. Understand this about women. If she wants something, bro, bad enough, there ain't nothing you can do to stop her, bro. There ain't nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, I gotta,
be her fantasy, man.
Yes.
Be her fantasy. She got a lot of your girls got a lot of fantasies, and they're unmet fantasies. And they will want to have those fantasies exhausted. So be the dude that can give her that, man. It's important.
Well, Don, he's saying, do either of you have any experiences at a sex club thinking of going to one for the first time, but I'm insecure about my small penis, just to be honest. So, gentlemen.
Yeah, he's trolling, man.
Maybe he's not.
You don't think so?
I think I know him. Don. Yeah, I think he's a regular, but I think he doesn't understand that. Again, when I went to a strip with orgies, threesomes, group sex things, I was doing it more to market and sell myself to the women. I wanted to be traded like baseball cards and shit. I tell you guys, I always tell them, E, they should at the end of, well, the beginning of the school year, can't do it now, go to the art district. Go to the art teacher and ask about nude art. Can I be a model? Let me be, because art is shapes. It doesn't matter. It's art is all shapes. So you don't have to be chiseled. Art is shape. So you go there, man. It's so much ass you can get by doing those things. But again, the small penis thing, it's not about the small penis, because they're there to fuck. They're there to let their hair down, and they're there to be wild. They don't have measuring sticks and be like, oh, you got a little pee. Well, you go over there to the little kitty thing, and here's that big elephant tusk. They don't They don't do that shit, E, but we'll tell you on that, bro.
I mean, my question is, too, like, are you fucking now? Like, I mean, you can go to a sex club with no game, just walk around all weird and shit. Like, hey, can I fuck you?
Can I look right? Can I put the
pee? Like, you know, like, are you fucking now? Like, you know, people that go to sex clubs should be fucking. You know, you should be walking around just with a hard dick. Just like, hey, suck this motherfucker up. Like, you know, you can't be in there. You can't be in a sex club unsure. Like, is it time yet? Should I go ahead and fuck you real quick? Like, so my question is, are you fucking now? That's my question now. Fuck the sex club. Are you fucking now?
Oh. All right. No, there you go, man. There you go.
You're like your boy in that show, Sex Life, just walking around like... Just be walking around all creepy and shit.
Yeah, just look at them motherfuckers, man. They're going to get the fuck out of here, man. So, yeah, no, man.
Be in the bathroom fluffing and shit. All right, let's see what Around the Way Trucker says. Should I be letting a woman spend the night? Hell no.
Oh, man.
I'm against it, man. I know everybody's different. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna be critical of anybody who says that. But my coaching style is, until she's earned the privilege of being your girlfriend, she should not stay tonight. I'm not for that.
Right. And the reason, now again, if for the gigolo lifestyle, if you're looking at being a gigolo, the beautiful thing is they can't spend the night because they got to go home to their husbands, lovers, and so they're not good. So that's he's right. They're not. You don't. There ain't no sleepover. There is. Look, what I'm telling you, when you really get it, it's going to be a motherfucker calling you, Everett over. Everett, this is your itinerary. You're going to be picked up by Uber Black. Guys, look that up because it's not. There's another level of Uber, and that's for the big ballers. There's Uber Black. So you'll be picked up by Uber Black at this time. We're going to drive you to the thing.
It's like a blacked out expedition. It's just an expedition, limo tent windows.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, it's all expensive cars and everything. So you get a. We're going to give you an Uber Black, and then you're going to fly this flight, and they're going to hear, and then they'll have you download the United app. They'll give you the code. They'll give you that. You'll have a guy through the thing. They give you a sign. You go. I'm just telling y'all, it's a beautiful thing because they're not there to spend a night. They're just there to just be sometimes be hailed and just looked at and shit, and they will pay you a lot of money, but they will not stay the night. They will not. They can't stay the night. They got other – They've got commitments like charities and shit like that, family, husbands. They've got other things they got to do. So they just want to use you for a few hours and go. So you don't even have to worry about it when you get to that lifestyle, E.
Yeah, and usually when you get a woman real drunk, don't get your women real drunk. You know, like a drink or two, nice little buzz, fuck them, and get them the fuck out of there. I mean, like, you know... Back in the day when women would crash back in my 20s, just because we were inebriated, we were fucked up. You know, I'd wake up, be a champagne bottle in my hand, and like, you know, I'd be all fucked up. Wake up, like, oh, shit, this bitch is still here? Damn. Hey, get your you know, like, that's how it would be. But now it's like, nah, you know, only special women that make it through fucking that champion obstacle course can stay tonight.
Oh, nah, yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be that way. Yeah.
Coach Uppercut.
$10.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah. So I had this girl on my roster.
Yeah, appreciate that, Coach Uppercut. Salute. Thank you for the wisdom question. So I had this girl on a roster and everything was dope till I found out she was a witch. have y'all ever dated a witch?
Yeah. I've dated everything. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
You don't know what she is when you, okay, you guys see a woman, you're like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. You don't know what the fuck she is or what she can do or what her political affiliation is, what her religious background is, or she's in some type of witchcraft or astrology with the crystals and all that other stuff. There's a lot of them. And listen, what I don't understand is what is wrong with fucking a witch? Let the bitch, give her the bitch a broom, tell that bitch to fucking hold an apple, a little bit. I don't understand. It's not like y'all listen, even in New Orleans, you got voodoo. I mean, you have a – see, here's the thing that I just want to say, y'all guys. Y'all got to stop judging these women for what they are and just be glad that they sucking and fucking you. See, you're judging her for being a witch. You shouldn't judge her. Matter of fact, I want you to get a cauldron, and I want you to call her other witch bitches up. And what I want you motherfuckers to do is I want y'all to do all your little fucking spells naked in a fucking circle and let me be the fucking sexual sacrifice. Use my bitch ass. That's how I talk to them. But y'all are judgmental. You want to judge them for doing this and judge them for doing that. Listen, stop judging the bitch. Y'all don't want to be judged for the size of your dick. You don't want to be judged to be premature ejaculators. You don't want to be judged for if you're going bald and all that other shit you're worried about. Then why the fuck are you judging them for what they do? Let the bitch be a witch, but let the bitch do. Come on. You got it, man.
I mean, the only problem with any woman, she don't have to be a witch, is if you lie to her fucking ass.
Right.
This is the truth. When you lie to any woman, she's going to turn into a witch one way or another. She's going to be a witch.
Yes.
So you either got a witch at the forefront or you got a witch at the end, but
right.
You're going to get a witch. So, you know, so just stop lying to these women. Don't lead women on. Let women know the business, bro. If she says she's into some shit, say, oh, that's what's up. Make sure you got your hat on when I'm fucking you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, and, you know, like just don't take it. Here's the thing. We don't necessarily want to take shit away from women, but if it ain't for us, it ain't for us.
Right.
We let them know up front, that's not for me, but I'm not going to take that. You enjoy that? You like that? You like that shit? That's what's up. Okay, cool. You should continue doing that. So what time? I'm going to need you to be over here by 8 o'clock tonight. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring your witch ass over here. Put on your little black pointy boots. And you're going to be bobbing for some balls in a bathtub. Shit. You ain't going to be bobbing for apples. You're going to be bobbing for some nuts. But hey, just don't take it away from them, man. Let them have their shit. Again, if it doesn't correspond with the life you want, then there's really no future. So if a woman asks you, hey, listen, your lifestyle and I are a little different. I don't see a future, but we can roll right now. Just be honest with women. Because, again, if you lie, she's going to be a witch eventually.
Yeah. And she's going to be a witch. And she's going to be a witch to someone that's going to accept her as a witch. And she's going to appreciate that because without judgment.
Right.
When you make them feel that they can be whatever they want, then they'll be anything you want them to be. Because at that point, they realize that you're not judging me for the freaky, nasty shit I like to do. Matter of fact, you're fine with it. You're not questioning it or looking at me weird. Accept these bitches for what the fuck they are. Like, a lot of y'all don't understand, like cosplay, them cosplay chicks that dress up and all that anime shit, they're into all kind of shit. Yeah, you might be seeing them in the glasses, and they think, I'm just a little nerdy girl, man. Them motherfuckers are nasty. And they in a lot of shit, a lot of S&M and shit like that. So a lot of anal shit and all that other stuff. I mean, all women are like that, but never judge, E. You got to find the words.
Yeah, and if you're hitting it right and you're treating her, you're a man, she might want to hang that broom up, bro. She might be like, I don't want to be a witch no more.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I wanted to be a witch
because
I was a cope because I hated my life.
That was a cope.
But now I actually want to be your bitch. So can I hang up the witch and be your bitch, please? And so that's how it works. It's like when you meet women, you're meeting a bunch of fucking baggage and coping mechanisms and all kind of shit. And she getting into Wicca and the fucking, you know, fucking brewing. She coming up with brews and shit. She got like custom-made brews at the house. And she's doing all that because she don't have a focus. She don't got a man to focus on. She don't have nobody accepting her. She don't have anybody guiding her and teaching her and leading her. And so what happens is you meet a witch, but she's going to end up wanting to be a bitch.
Yeah, and real quick, E, because I'm a date myself, but there, guys, I know a lot of y'all understand there used to be this thing called VCR, so I don't understand. If y'all understand, it's this big square mechanical things that had these big, thick-ass tapes that you could – put in there and record shit and play it back. Okay, it's called VCR. The guys, I'm dating myself, but when I had a few witches and shit, I would record Bewitched and make her watch that shit. Why fuck her? I would fuck her watching the witch show because I would let her know I understand you. I like Samantha. You know, all right, that was Jeannie. My bad, that was Jeannie. That's another bitch. But no, I'm saying that I would do that. I don't mind. Halloween was the best time because that's when they were really into that, really that satanic shit, man. They were, but again, I never was involved in that, but I never judged her for that. She would tell me about it, but I was like, so fucking, well, I mean, they could tell you anything when they suck your dick. It's just beautiful. So yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to meet a mixed bag of people when you're out here dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to meet women that are involved in a lot of shit. And so you don't want to take it away from them because you don't know her well enough to try to take it away from her. Okay, but the more she's exposed to you and she's around you, she's going to want to be on your program. So naturally, she'll depart from the witch shit if she likes you enough. And if she, you know, if she likes you enough, she'll want to depart from that shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is. You don't want to take it away from them, though.
Yeah, they will, real quick, last thing, they will believe, listen, they can believe an alien. I don't care if the bitch is saying I'm from another world, another planet, and she got a fat ass and she's sucking my dick. Do you think I'm going to be like, wait, stop. You're not. You're from Earth. You're not from, you really think you're going to be doing that shit? And here's the thing. Most of you guys aren't even talking to women. And what we're trying to say, when you begin to talk to them, you got to realize that they're different. I'm just saying, man.
I mean, most of these women walking around, they do so much goddamn shit to their face. They look like trannies walking around.
I mean,
you walking around, you bitch look like Mickey Rourke walking around. Like, goddamn, you look like Mickey Rourke, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, hey, listen, I mean, these women are confused.
Yes.
Women of today are very confused, man. So,
yes.
So this is why you don't want to be confused. You want to have it figured out.
Yes.
You want to be leading right because she's confused. And you can look at any woman on social media and know she ain't got it figured out. She's
yeah.
confused like a motherfucker. She doesn't know what she wants to be. Just like you said, the motherfucker that wrote The Matrix is a fucking,
woman.
Was it, a cross-dresser?
Wait, they directed it. The Wachowski brothers and sisters. They directed it.
Yeah, like a cross-dresser, like
yeah.
a female.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that motherfucker. That motherfucker ain't right mentally, man. And so you have to expect that all women are going through some shit, bro, and they need leadership and guidance, man. Shit. Which is, women do not have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you need to have it figured out. You can't have two people that don't have it figured out hanging out. Y'all ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah, what are those things, E, where they dress up in costume? They dress up in horses and rabbits and shit, and they go around in hotels and fuck in rabbit suits and shit. I'm saying they just, you, okay, guys, just think about this. Everything that you see in porn, okay? Everything you see.
I used to dress up all the time, bro. I used to be a sailor, a stripper.
Oh, construction worker, burglar,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, all that. I used to dress
all
up.
That. Yeah,
I
cost, it's real
play. We used to do it all the time. We would meet chicks, dress up, go over their house and fuck them.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. But I'm just trying to tell you guys, everything you see in porn,
yeah, go ahead,
these women
yeah.
are capable of doing. So you're not judging those bitches in porn doing all that. And they're beautiful. Guys. They're beautiful, nice-looking women doing the nastiest shit. So you got to understand, they love nasty shit. They dirty as fuck. And last but not least, remember E-ism. Don't eat her fucking pussy if you ain't washed that bitch out. And do not put your hands in her pants if she says no twice. But E, you got the final word, man.
No, that's it, man. I mean, that guy that called in, I mean, look, things can happen. You shouldn't. I mean, if you got a motherfucking bitch's shirt off, you're looking at nipples and shit, I guess you're going to go down to the pussy next. That's normal. But if she says no, then you got to just stop. Even though, you know, I get it. You know, you're already doing a lot of other shit. But if she says no, you got to stop doing that. And so tonight, I don't even think we got through our all 10. I'm going to go ahead and just quickly
yeah,
read
go ahead,
the other
please.
Two,
go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead,
two
go ahead.
That
go ahead.
I got.
Please.
Might as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let's see what else we got here. I put it in my phone earlier today. So I talked about being ruthless. You got to be ruthless in life. If you're a man that's not ruthless, you ain't going to get much accomplished. Don't text like a girl. I talk like that. You act aloof knowing damn well you're waiting on that bitch to call you and to text you. I talked about you being too eager. Which coincides with being too excited to hear from her. So you're too eager for this motherfucker. And anybody who's too eager for anything, I made an example here. A man with options is full. A man without options is on empty. And you got to know this. When a man is eager for sex, he ain't getting sex. When a man is like, hey, I could take it or leave it. I mean, I'm the motherfucking king around here. You know, you'd be lucky to get fucked by me. If you have that kind of attitude, that the woman's going to feel that, and she's going to say, this guy's got options.
Yes.
And every woman wants to be with a man that can get other bitches. If she knows you ain't got no one in your that you're seeing, why the fuck should she see you? That's how a woman thinks. And number five, your voice and communication. You got to work on speaking properly, man, clearly, and so the person can hear you. It's very important that you guys focus on your voice and your communication. And lastly, I just kind of had a quick bonus. If the woman is smarter than you, she's not going to be attracted to you. Like, if she feels like she's teaching you shit, you ain't teaching her shit, she's not going to be interested in you, bro. So that's why you need to be well-rounded and a great leader and someone who can teach this woman something, because every time you teach her something new, she feels like she can trust you. And so, but if she feels like motherfucker's dumb, I'm teaching him shit, there is no future for you with women.
None whatsoever. All right, guys. Well, that's it, man. We're going to wrap things up, guys. Y'all know how to get at us, man. You got information. E, go ahead and give me your .com. And
yeah, man. It's a good show tonight. Always a blast to get together with you and laugh and teach at the same time.
That shit was funny.
You know, it's always a fun night. Coach E.O., that's me. I got a lot of resources. I got a book behind me. I got a second book coming out. Cut the Bullshit is on Amazon. It's a good read. It'll get you started. The second book is amazing read. Very proud of it. Very, very proud of it. That should be out soon. Also, visit my website if you're interested in coaching, especially if you make $500,000 a year. You should have a mentor. If you don't know what you're doing, you're making $500K, you should have a mentor. So championgamecoaching.com is my website where you can learn more about me. I also have a clothing site, championgameapparel.com, where you can buy some cool hoodies and shit. What else? I have a ton of series. I got something for 20-something, 30-something, 40, 50, divorced men in marriages, leading the relationship is popular, killing the simp is really, really popular right now. So that's me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so guys, this will be the last show for the year for this show, so we will see you guys next year and stuff like that. So we'll be seeing you. The next show will be in 2022, and we'll be chopping it up then, man. So we will talk to you guys later, and we out, man. Peace. You know what I mean? All right, we go. Let me close this. Let me shut this down so we can end it.